This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
I'm joined in the Fun Kids studio by the author Andy Griffiths. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming by. Now, you are an incredibly massive author in Australia that I'm delighted has made their way to the UK. And you've got loads and loads of book series. Your brand new one is in the Treehouse series. You've got 104 stories. What's going on?
Well, it just keeps expanding because we keep thinking of new stories that we forgot to put in the previous treehouses. So every book gets 13 brand new stories, including a money-making machine in this book, which also makes honey.
That is my favourite thing of the book, I've got to say. I was going to ask you about that, the money and honey machine.
Yeah, you just got to be careful when you're making your money that you don't accidentally knock the switch to honey and flood the treehouse.
With loads of honey,
because that attracts bears, and then bears start trying to eat the honey, and once the honey's finished, they start trying to eat us. So there's always an element of danger here.
They do have bun fights, don't they, as well?
Well, they were throwing buns at us.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we threw refrigerators at them, and then they threw refrigerators at us. And if it hadn't been for our friend Jill, who called a halt to the whole thing, it could have ended very badly for us.
It did escalate very quickly. I read the book and I was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? Where are all these bears coming from?
Well, that's what I want you and the readers to feel, like what's going to happen next. I don't want you to be able to predict, because that's what I love in the books that I read as a child. It's that breathless thing where you're turning the page and you're going, oh, what could happen? How could this go possibly even worse? And then how could it take a dog leg and go somewhere totally different?
Because the whole book is also, I should say to our readers, it's just genuinely really funny and really lovely to read, because you've got the illustrations by Terry Denton.
Yes.
And they're just, every page is jam-packed with stuff. Like, you've got your writing, then you've got the pictures. Inside the pictures, you've got more things to read and to look at. And then at the bottom of every page, you've got a joke as well.
Yes, yeah, there's so much value in this book. But another thing I loved about books when I was a kid were books that you could never quite exhaust. You know, you could just endlessly go back to them, find new things. And this is what Terry does just so beautifully. He has all the, you know, draw a forest scene and there'll be little animals and the animals will be talking to each other and having little dramas that have nothing to do with the main text, but it just gives the whole world a dimension, three or four dimensions, but at least three-dimensional. So you feel that whole world of the treehouse is alive even when you close the book. And I'm lucky to have Terry, even though I complain about him and say horrible things about him in the book. In real life, we're great friends.
Because the story inside the treehouse is that you and Terry are trying to write a new book.
Yes.
And you have a lot of situations that arise.
We're getting distracted by all the things in the treehouse.
Not hard. I'd be distracted by everything as well. Yeah.
And in 104, I have a specific problem, which is toothache.
Yes.
And when you have toothache, you don't feel that funny, so you can't write the book. And so we have to fix the toothache. And I think this book is very like that song, "There's a Hole in the Bucket." You know, you've got to fix the hole with straw, but we don't have any straw, so then we have to go and find straw, and then it just endlessly before you can get to the original problem.
It's a bit of a quest, isn't it?
It's a total quest, a total time-wasting quest. It wastes our time and the reader's time. But we've discovered readers love to be taken on a pointless journey.
It's a great adventure. And is it the eighth one in the series? Is that right?
It is, yes.
Are you going to just keep going and going and going, 13 more every time?
Yeah, that's how it started. We kind of accidentally wrote the 13-story treehouse because I said to Terry, can you just draw a treehouse with a bowling alley and a tank full of man-eating sharks?
Just sure.
Like a really ridiculous, dangerous treehouse. That's what we were trying to do. It was for a whole other book. It was supposed to be a book called The Very, Very Bad Book.
Okay.
So this was going to be a very, very bad treehouse where people can fall in and get eaten by sharks. And but when he drew this amazing multi-dimensional 13-story treehouse, I said, let's make the story about that, because one of my books that I loved as a kid was The Magic Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton, who gave me that feeling of unlimited adventure, slight danger always, often the prospect of filling your face with jam and lemonade and all the things that you'll find in the treehouse. So I said, let's write about us living in that treehouse. And that's where we started. And then once we finished the 13, we said, let's add another 13 levels, you know, as a purely arbitrary kind of thing. But now it's become an iron law.
You have to add 13 every time. Which is your favourite level of all of them from all of the books?
Ooh, well, I could narrow it down to two.
All right, okay, I'll do that.
Maybe three. The most inscrutable level is the exploding eyeball level,
right,
where you walk in and your eyeballs will explode. That was a reader's request, and they really love that. And I said, "What is attractive about that?" And they just go, "It's cool,"
which, of course,
it is, because your eyeballs aren't really exploding. It's the idea of your eyeballs exploding, and that's what we love in fiction.
Yeah,
is you can think anything, you can do anything, and there's no real consequences.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Exploding eyeballs, the screeching balloon orchestra. I love because I've always loved just that annoying thing of pinching the end of a balloon and making that horrible noise.
Yes.
But now we have a whole symphonic orchestra of screeching balloons. And of course, Andyland.
And yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
Which is where, you know, we've got a cloning machine in the 65-story treehouse, and we had to generate hundreds of Andys, hundreds of Terrys, and hundreds of Jills to help us build the world's most dangerous wheelchair access ramp. And at the end of that book, I said to Jill, who is a person in real life, she's my wife and the editor of the books, I said, what are we going to do with all these hundreds of Andys and Jills and Terrys, you know? The Terrys you could just throw into the shark tank. Yeah, that wouldn't matter. But,
poor Terry.
But but Andys, you got to look after. So I said, well, let's put them all in Andyland, and the Terrys can all go to Terrytown, and the Jills will all go to Jillville.
So, lovely.
They're fun levels of their own. But Andyland, I must admit, is not much fun. It's just all these Andys worshipping me.
Sure. Well, fun for you though, right?
Well,
maybe not for the reader, but
to
for
an
you.
Extent, until I found out that the Andys like Terry better than me.
Oh, that's awkward.
That was very upsetting.
I'm just loving the idea of an Andyland. That makes me laugh so much. I might try and see if I can make someone of Bex Village outside in the Fun Kids office. That might work out. I'll see how I can go.
Bex, you'd have to do something that rhymes with Bex or has some B in it. Bex, is there
a, I don't know what
would
work. What's
a word for a town that begins with B?
B, like a building Bex, or something.
This is part of the agony of our lives.
you're the expert on this. I expect a fully formed level in the treehouse.
Give me a year and I'll come back to you.
That's
how long it takes to write each book.
Do you ever fancy doing the pictures as well? Or are you like, actually, Terry's amazing at this?
I would love to be able to do the pictures, but my pictures are stick figures. They haven't progressed beyond when I was 9 years old.
Right.
Neither has my writing, really, but I get away with that. But no, we have had jokes where Andy tries to draw the pictures, but it always goes very wrong. And in the next book, in 117, Terry is going to take over the storytelling, and that's going to go horribly wrong as well.
So you should really just stick in your lanes.
We need to stick in our lanes and everything will be fine. Yes.
Do you have a favourite joke from the bottom of the book as well? Because every page, like I said, has a different joke.
Yes, I can go straight to my favourite joke. And it's one I loved when I was about 8 years old at school. And back in Australia, we loved this joke. Why did the boy fall off his bike? And the answer is because his mother threw a refrigerator at him. There is no sense to that joke. It's a joke about taking the reader down, the listener down the garden path.
I did like some of the anti-jokes in the book, I've got to say.
I'm fascinated by anti-jokes.
Just the idea. Well, I think I wrote one down, actually. What lets you walk through walls? A door. Like, just, yeah, sure.
Beautiful, yeah. That's pure logic. Yeah.
Exactly. It's more of a riddle than anything else.
Yeah.
Now, I do a thing with every author at Fun Kids, a little quickfire round of questions.
Okay.
I wondered whether I could do that with you now.
Sure, as long as they're not too difficult.
Some authors find them weirdly difficult, but let's see where you stand with some of them. First one is super easy, I promise. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Books.
But I don't mind Kindles.
Okay. Yeah,
I actually both. Both is my answer.
That was quite the
When I travel, I love having an electronic book.
It's easy,
I don't have
I guess.
To carry piles of them.
And if you're on tour at the moment, then much easier.
Yeah, so.
Heroes or villains?
Oh, villains, any day. Yeah, that's where all the fun is.
The $2 shop or the $2 million shop?
$2 shop for me. Yes, I like the idea of paying of a shop that you buy all the same stuff for $2 million, but I always look for the bargain.
Absolutely, me too. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, that's a hard one. These days, TV adaptation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Writing or reading?
Oh, these are killers. I love both. But I probably sacrifice reading for writing more often.
Okay.
Regretfully, but yeah.
Needs must.
Yeah, but I do read an awful lot, yeah.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia.
Laptop or write by hand?
Both, but laptop is probably what I spend most of my time on.
Probably easier. Up and up and up or down and down and down?
Up and up and up.
Excellent.
Easier.
That is from the book.
Yep.
bookshop visit or school tour?
Really? I love both of them.
Uh-huh, sure.
The schools, I love having hundreds of kids all yelling at me and arguing with me. that's a lot of fun. But bookshops are nice too, because then you get, their parents are there to control them a little bit.
Yeah, I bet. do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
Whenever I fancy, yeah. I'd love to be more regular, but it just happens when it happens.
And finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the correct answer.
Cheese and onion.
Yeah, nah. Exactly. It's all about salt and vinegar, right?
Yeah.
Finally, we've got somebody who agrees with me in the club. so, Andy, thank you so much for popping by, Fun Kids.
It's a pleasure. It's even more fun here than our 104-story treehouse.
Well, that is high praise. I don't know.
I don't think we have a radio station in our treehouse.
Do not get involved.
We have TreeNN, a newscasting station, but not a radio station yet. So,
well, in the next book.
Perhaps you could come and set up.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Yeah. I'd be there in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe in the corner of the meadow as well, just to, like, you know. I just liked having a meadow in a treehouse as well. I really enjoyed that.
I thought there was a need for just a calm level.
Yeah.
Because most of them are so manic and crazy. Yeah.
It was just quite nice to just read that.
Chill out.
Yeah, a little chill out. Yeah. So, Andy, everybody can go and get the 104-story treehouse right now.
Yep.
And the rest of the series as well.
Yes. Yeah. Once you've read one, you'll want to know what else was going on. But they're all self-contained adventures. You don't have to read them in order. There's no rules in the treehouse. That's one of the fun things about it.
Fab. Well, Andy, thank you so much for popping by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.